The more I read scripture about heaven, the more I realized that often it uses metaphors and descriptive language just to try to give us a hint of what heaven is like.
Did you know that God is preparing a place for those who love and follow Him? Today on Making Your Life Count, Lee Strobel shares what he has discovered about heaven.
God's timing is the right time because 29% of Americans know someone who's died of COVID. My brother died at the beginning of the pandemic. I was talking to a guy just recently. He said he knew 8 people who've died during the pandemic. And so it's really got people wondering in a very personal and real way, what happens when I close my eyes for the last time in this world? Young people are asking the question. People who normally probably wouldn't think about this for 30 years are now beginning to question. So my hope is that people will find that the Christian answer, that there is an afterlife, we continue to live on, that through Jesus we have the opportunity to spend eternity with God in heaven, that there's hope, that there is an optimism that we can have, that we can look toward the future in a way not consumed by fear, but actually with a sense of anticipation.
And even though it's difficult to imagine how wonderful heaven will be, there are hints you can find in the Bible.
I think for a non-believer, I really believe this could be the turning point for many people. The more I read scripture about heaven, the more I realized that often it uses metaphors and descriptive language just to try to give us a hint of what heaven is like. Because the Bible says no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has even conceived of what God has in store for those who love Him.
Would you like to know God personally, so heaven will be your future home? Visit CRU.org to find out how. You can have a true and meaningful relationship with God starting right now.